This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You think I would know that number by heart now? I should be able to do that number in my sleep, right? And I do very much appreciate the time that you're spending with me, again, on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being truly engaged in what's going on. All right, crazy stories this hour. I know. You love when I do those. Yeah. So, apparently, the Air Force, I mean, you talk about, see, I keep telling you, things aren't going to change overnight. They're not going to be easy to change, right? But now the Air Force fears that the words like boy, girl, colonial, and blacklist might offend people. Well, it's kind of hard to read a whitelist, is it not? So this is just craziness left over. Anyway, might offend people. So according to an email sent to airmen at a joint base in San Antonio, an outraged airman sent a copy of the email to the writer as evidence that the military is still infected with Obama-era political correctness. Now, the email included... Now, here's the deal. He's right, you know. Remember that a lot of the old-timers, if you would, a lot of the sane ones were forced out by President Obama, were forced to leave and get gone and get lost because he didn't want, you know, their type of mindset, their type of policies, what they believed the armed services to be. Can't have that now, can we? So they brought these other types in. And I'm telling you, it's hard to move that stuff along. I mean, they're really going to have to put somebody on this to go through line by line, person by person, and force out the people that, you know, are stuck in some, you know, the loony zone of the universe. The email included an attachment that listed a number of words and phrases that might be construed as offensive. Now, you know what would be really sad? If they hunt this guy down. You know, for sending classified email or you know, sending internal information, whatever. And we can't stop all the other stuff from coming out. Anyway, the email included an attachment to list a number of words and phrases that might be construed as offensive. Now, to be fair, there were some legitimately offensive and racially charged words and phrases on the list, but also included on the list were the words boy and girl. Airmen were advised to study a list of words, phrases that may be construed offensive. Here's a partial list. The problem with this is if I read most of these, they'd have to fire me. Boy, offensive. Girl, offensive. You people!
I'm done.
I offend you every night. Colonial, blacklist. That means that every email package in the country will now be banned because it uses a blacklist. Blackmail, blackball. I mean, they're just words. They're just words.
Are they going to ban the black crayon?
Sound Greeks to me. Well, why is that such a bet? If I had two guys standing in front of me speaking Greek, Latin, Swahili, I'd have no clue as to what they were saying. So, yeah, sounds Greek to me is right. Blondes have more fun. Hey, I hate to break this to you. They probably do. And again, I'm not, you know, I'm not making fun to be dirty or gross. But when people talk about coming to California, they don't say, hey, I can't wait to see those brunettes on the beach. They all talk about the blonde-haired, blue-eyed girls that run up and down the beach half-naked. Yeah, they are pretty, you got me there. I don't know what to tell you. You know, and so anyhow, oh, and this one here, I guess, is really bad. Too many Chiefs, not enough Indians. That is almost a compliment, for God's sakes. Giving the chief a whole bunch of credit, right? And then the Indians do all the work, or the workers. What do you want to say? You want to say the supervisor and the workers? I mean, I could have a field day on this one, but I'd probably get in a lot of trouble. Now, the email goes on to say, you know, please be aware that such conduct is 100% zero tolerated in our work climate here. Let's capitalize on our richly diverse climate and help others seek assistance if they're struggling with compliance. So I don't see any words to giving you here to be you. What do you want? Boy, instead of boy, you want man? Instead of girl, you want woman? Instead of you people, what do you want to use? Hey, you guys? Well, that'll go over like a lead balloon, right? Based on my interpretation of the email, it's pretty clear that the airmen have been advised not to use those words in any sort of context. So what if there truly is a little boy, you know, about to get hit by a car or something? What are you going to do? Hey, there's a little human over there. What do you do? There's a person. What do they want? So the writer said they reached out to the public affairs office at Lackland to find out that they had a problem with the words boy and girl. Was it true that the Air Force had banned those words? The person went on to say that the Air Force has no list of prohibited terms. A public affairs spokesman told the writer it was sent out by an individual simply reminding airmen to be respectful to others. Apparently the words 100% zero tolerance don't have the same meaning in the Air Force vernacular. This is a case of Air Force getting caught red-handed and trying to hide it. Now, Todd Stearns has a copy of the actual original email, and it's got all the names on it. It's got all the routing on it. And if you know how to look at an email that way, you know what? He's got him dead to rights. Seriously. Hey, I'm Joe Bacino, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Apparently, California now wants to make it... Oh, they want to repeal the HIV criminalization law, and I'll explain that to you on the other side of the break. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah.
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Mass deportations, a ban on terrorist countries, protecting our border, a huge expansion of jobs. President Trump is really shaking up Washington and the media. David Horowitz's new book, Big Agenda, reveals Trump's secret plans. Now, Big Agenda is a New York Times bestseller. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Rush says you need to get it. It's in bookstores everywhere, or get our free offer at 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. Although I'm hearing the Drudge Report is not. Seriously, this is craziness. Did you hear that the Drudge Report was pulled from Facebook? Yeah, it's considered fake news. So by Facebook, obviously, and so they've been pulled from the system. I find it interesting. I mean, and again. Notice the narrative that Facebook, Twitter, and the rest of them are doing. I know, guys, if this is the first time listening to the show, you listen to Real Sign on GCN Live, I do this all the time. I go all over the place. Because, you know, it's like, what is it, that, you know, like the cat following the little red laser pointer, right? You show me something pretty, I go for that, too. But why do you support them? Why do we support them? There are other options out there. But we'd have to move in the masses to make it happen. So anyhow, you know, so pulling the Drudge Report, you just wait. It's going to happen. You know, they pull. I'm not a really big player, but they pull our videos. they stopped them in the middle of what we're doing, in the middle of the show. Thank God we're on terrestrial radio. If you want to find out more about the show, head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot going on up there on the website. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. And, you know, it looks like the last story that they put up before they were yanked. I wonder if this had something. I don't know. I'm just, you know. It was that story about the transgender person that is running for governor of Connecticut. So, you know, they're for small government and smaller taxes and all of that and what have you. But it's true. I mean, we were given a list. One of the groups that I belong to was given a list of all the things that we can't put up on Facebook or for that matter, anywhere else, Google or those places, because they threatened to pull. I mean, they're talking about sheer or see-through clothing. And I'm thinking to myself, so does that now mean that every one of the award ceremonies now cannot be put up on Facebook, right? Because that's sheer clothing, right? See-through clothing. So they're just, so Drudge was first. So who's going to be second? Come on. Anybody want to guess? What's it worth? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Trump is now getting the blame, too, for Mexico has been canceling or canceled sugar export permits to the U.S. because it couldn't find anyone to negotiate with them. Right? Again, it's Trump's fault. And apparently when that 109-year-old woman died of old age today, it was probably Trump's fault, too. They just hadn't got around to it yet. I bet you didn't know, Producer Damien. They pulled a Drudge report off of Facebook.
Oh.
Totally wiped out.
Alex Jones says they've been pulling him down.
Yep. Yeah, Google's in along with him, too. All right, let me get to my HIV story, because you know how much I love to do those. So California lawmakers want to repeal HIV criminalization laws. Now, some of you don't know, in California, if you were spreading diseases on purpose, you didn't tell your lover that you had these things, you could be brought up in criminal charges. And now they've kind of decided maybe not so much. And because they got nothing better to do than attack all these sexual orientation kind of laws. Let's not do anything else up here, right? The original well-intentioned law was meant to prevent the spread of HIV. They say instead it helped contribute to the stigma around the disease. So let's not worry about protecting other people from it because we want the person who has it to feel good about it. Come on, think about what's being said here. Exposing a person to HIV is treated more seriously in the California law than infecting someone with any other communicable disease, a policy some lawmakers say is a relic of decades-old AIDS scare that unfairly punishes HIV-positive people based on outdated science. Really? So HIV is no longer any dangerous? I'm just trying to understand. So we're good. We're clear now. Several lawmakers are promoting a bill by State Senator Scott Wiener. He's a Democrat out of San Francisco. This says it right there. Democrat out of San Francisco. Done. That's it. It would make it a misdemeanor instead of a felony to intentionally expose someone to HIV. A deadly disease.
Intentionally exposed.
Yeah, well, intentionally is when you have sex with somebody, you know you got the disease, you don't have any protection, and you don't tell the person. I think that's about as intentional as you can get. So, the virus that causes the immune system weakening disease, AIDS. Now, the change would treat HIV like any other communicable disease under California law, under current law. If a person knows that they're infected with HIV and has unprotected sex without telling their partner they have the virus, they can be convicted of a felony and face years of jail time. And intentional transmission of any communicable disease, even potentially deadly conditions like hepatitis, is still a misdemeanor. Now, these laws were passed at the height of the HIV/AIDS epidemic when there was an enormous fear and ignorance and misinformation around HIV. What was the fear and ignorance? Now, I know there were stupid things being said, like, you know, if somebody sneezed with HIV, everybody in the room could get it. If they just touched you or hugged you, you could get it. I mean, that was stupid stuff. But what other fear and ignorance, what other ignorance was there? So what they're doing is they're dumbing this all down because they say years ago when it was passed, yeah, there was a lot of fear, you know, a lot of fear and ignorance going around. So we have to bring it down. Even though it can still kill you, it can still cause the same problems. Wiener says it's time for California to lead, as it always done, and as it has always done in some of the most asinine laws and repeals in the country. No, I'm saying that, not him. To repeal these laws to send a clear signal that we are going to take a science-based approach to HIV, not a fear-based approach. Now, I'm going to keep on with the story here. Let me know when you hear the scientific basis for doing this, because I may miss it. Wiener's bill would also repeal California laws that require people convicted of prostitution for the first time to be tested for AIDS. And that increased penalties for prostitution if the sex worker tested positive for AIDS in connection with a previous conviction. So in other words, you know, the fact that you already know it's legal and you do it, right, and you know that if you have AIDS or anything like that, and you're engaged in prostitution, you know what you've got, you know what you're doing is wrong, you know what you're doing to kill somebody, we'll give you a pass first time. Wish you did the same thing with my speeding tickets, don't you? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Well, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
I am Joe Messina, your host. I'm watching these loons. You know, you want to call it a parade? Because it wasn't a protest. A march. It was on a march. They were standing still, for God's sakes. Anyway. And I saw all these signs that protect the ACA. And I only got one thing to say to some of them. What a bunch of selfish pieces of work they are. The ACA right now, even Dems know this. They know they have to fix it. But the ACA, as it stands right now, today, if they did absolutely nothing with it, it would crush itself. It would fold in on the weight of itself. That's number one. Number two is you selfish people that mine is fine. It's all about me and mine is fine. Look, I understand there's some serious sicknesses out there. I really get that. And I know somebody, when they were writing about this, and very, very, very upset. They hate Republicans. But they were very upset because they felt like now they were getting, they themselves, the single person, was getting better care. Because their health care before that was really bad. And they're very sick. So, again, I'm not trying to be cold. I get it. You're getting better care. Makes you happier. You're going to be around longer. Makes your kids happier. And screw the other 20 million people or 2 million people or whatever that now can't go to the same person. Can't go to the same doctor that's been treating them for cancer for years. Can't go to the same person or hospital that's treating them for cancer. They may die sooner, but... whew, wow, you're safe. Aren't you the compassionate ones? Aren't we the animals, right? Aren't Republican conservatives the animals? But you guys on the left, you're safe. The fact that these premiums have gone up for some families $2,500 to $4,000 a year, but yours were subsidized. Wow, you're safe. Some states are going up 141%, the premiums. Some states 65%. Some states 44%. Right? Some states may not have it at all. There'd be no exchange because the companies are pulling out. But hey, you got yours. What do you care? And they call us selfish. They call us nasty. Come on, think this through, right? When you're sitting there talking to one of your buddies, don't shut up when they talk about that. Say to them, look, I always love doing this one. I'm not the most educated guy in the room. So help me understand what you're talking about. So you're saying this thing is working fine. You're saying that it covers more people than it doesn't cover. But yet, you've got people that end up, they're 141%. I realize that's not the majority of states. I got that. But if you're having a hard time paying it now, even if it goes up 20%, it's going to kill you. And then for the young people who can't afford it, because you heard earlier when Pelosi, we should call it the Pelosi. I mean, I don't want to give her too much credit, but you know, the Pelosi said that that they needed the bucket, they needed the pool of people, and that the new health care program doesn't give you that pool. You know what she really meant? If you want to take the pool and rip it apart, here's what she really meant: there wasn't enough young people in the old system to help carry it, and they needed more young people in there. However, they could pull the fines they were taking from those young people who weren't buying it, who couldn't afford it, and some of the other people couldn't afford it, and they were pulling that money to help pay offset the cost in other areas, which didn't cover it either. The new healthcare system doesn't collect fines from people who don't buy insurance. Now, again, I'm not sold out on the new one. Not at all. If it has in it what I've been told it has in it, yeah, I'm or does it have in it, if you would? Yeah, what's the upside, really, seriously? So Sacramento, California, as I said earlier, now what it is you know, exposing someone to HIV, knowingly exposing someone to HIV or AIDS or anything like that is now just a misdemeanor, or is going to be a misdemeanor. Even if you know. And this is the part I like. Under current law, if a person who knows they are infected with HIV has unprotected sex without telling their partner they have the virus, they can be convicted of a felony and face years of jail time. As well they should. See, this is not an accident. This is not like, oh my God, we had sex like a month ago, I just found out I have HIV. Oh, I'm so sorry. No, that's not it at all. They know, they don't care. And I'll put it in a different light. Right? You're nothing. At that point, you must be nothing than but a piece of meat for your partner, because if they know they have that virus, if they know how sick it is, they know how bad it is, they really care for you, wouldn't they tell you? Wouldn't they say, man, I'd love to have sex with you, man, I'd love to take a partake of the moment if you would, but I got a problem, and here's the problem. Wouldn't they do that if they really cared for you? If they only care for themselves, then they're all in it for themselves, and, you know, if you get it, you get it. If you don't, you don't. Hey, whatever. But we don't care about that stuff anymore. We have absolutely no value for ourselves anymore. It's all about the feel-good moment, and whatever happens, happens before or after. These laws were passed at the height of the HIV/AIDS epidemic, when there was erroneous fear and ignorance, yes, because there was nothing to worry about other than dying, a horrible death. But what's the fear? Nothing to fear about death, then death itself. Wiener's bill, SB 239, would also repeal California laws that require people convicted of prostitution, I like this one, for the first time to be tested for AIDS, and that increased penalties for prostitution if the sex worker tested positive for AIDS. Well, what if she didn't know she had it, or he didn't know they had it? How can you do that to them? The original laws were passed during the 1980s and 90s based on incomplete and outdated science. What times would that be? See, remember I told you? I'm going to go through the story. I want you to tell me exactly when they talk about that. See, the left doesn't do that. They don't lay it out in detail as to why. Dr. Edward Matchinger, director of the Women's HIV program at the University of California, San Francisco, said that transmission rates are much lower than people believed when the laws were enacted. Again, they keep telling us what was wrong information, but they're not giving us anything to back up what proving that it's wrong information. It goes on to say that although modern treatments are highly effective, the current laws deter people from getting tested for HIV and seeking treatment. Here we go again. Because of fear, people don't want to do things, right? And then once they find out, if they have sex with somebody, they're really in trouble. How about this? How about you have yourself tested every year, like you should anyway, for a lot of things? And then if you have it, do something to combat it. Make sure you're protected. Why would you put that on somebody else? Selfishness at its highest point, is it not? I don't want to know because I want to have sex with anybody I want to, and if they get sick and I don't know and I don't know I had it, hey, it's not my fault. Now, listen to this number. Between 1988 and 2014, at least 800 people were arrested, charged, or otherwise came in contact with the criminal justice system related to their HIV status. According to a study conducted at the University of California, Los Angeles, the study found that HIV criminalization laws disproportionately affected women and people of color. Doesn't it always? Doesn't every study they do when it comes to putting somebody in jail or stigmatizing somebody, if you would, it always only disproportionately affects women and people of color? I think the journalists just keep that in their little copy, what do they call that when you on the computer when you clipboard? Number 7 on the clipboard. You just grab that, pop it right in there. You know, if you've got this disease, if you've got this issue, if you've got this problem, and you don't get checked for it, two things going on. First and foremost, what does that show you have a value for yourself? What kind of value do you have for yourself? If you think about it, right? And then if you find out you have it, you really do love somebody, or you fall in love with somebody, or you get together with somebody, at least show them. At least you would be showing them how much you honestly, truly care about them. By the help you're getting for yourself, number one, and two, by telling them what you have. Right? Come on, this isn't brain surgery. I didn't make it through college. I didn't even make it to college. Well, I went to college, but for all the wrong reasons. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. When we come back, one country saw a 27% drop in assaults. Ready for this? After it started enforcing immigration law. God forbid, that couldn't be true. That has to be an onion or a fake news report. What do you think? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria,
and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Come on, for real. How many of you are playing the air guitar right now? Quick, raise your hand. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. And I do mean it. I mean, I'm very, very pleased and happy that you'll spend time with me. I don't care if you're poking me. I don't care if you're, you know, whatever it takes to get you engaged. Because we all need to be engaged. You all need to be getting informed. And even if you don't agree or believe whatever, you might as well find out what the other side's saying. So the countries over in Europe that have been letting in, you know, I don't know, unchecked refugees, thugs, whatever you want to call them. And they're starting to put the numbers together. They're starting to see what's happening. You would think you would do this on the front end. You think we'd be proactive with stuff. I mean, I'm not going to beat on cancer people, because lung cancer people, I don't mean it the way it's going to sound, but really, can you really smoke for 40 years and all of a sudden go, oh, my God, I can't believe I have cancer? I can't believe that led to cancer. With all the documents, I mean, I grew up in the 70s. Wasn't so prevalent in the 60s. But in the 70s, everything talked about how cigarette smoking led to cancer. Dirty air led to cancer. Your lungs couldn't handle that kind of thing. And I remember my grandfather thinking they were all full of garbage. You know, the government was just trying to scare you. All full of garbage. So it gets to the point where you start going, okay, there's history here. There's flags. There's notices that things aren't going right. So in July 2007, the elected board of growing elected board of a growing county in Northern Virginia adopted a controversial resolution requiring the police department to partner with the federal government to help deport illegal aliens. Now, Corey Stewart, the Republican elected the year before as chairman of the Prince William Board of County Supervisors, ran on a platform of stricter immigration enforcement during a time of economic anxiety. The main purpose of the resolution was to remove criminal illegal aliens so they couldn't commit crimes, and also to reduce the illegal immigration to Prince William County. Before 2007, Prince William County, about 450,000, today experienced dramatic growth in the number of foreign-born residents. And they sent a letter to the local paper or whatever. Dear reader, in today's media environment, there are a few publications that Americans can rely on to learn the other side of the issues. Oh. No, that doesn't go with this one. Why do they do that to me? Most of these recent arrivals were Latino, a segment of the total population that almost doubled from 11.5% in 2000 to 21.9% in 2006. Think about that. Most of the recent arrivals were Latino, a segment of the total population that doubled from 11.5% in 2000 to 21% in 2006. The debate over the immigration enforcement measure, amplified by demonstrations and phone and email campaigns to sway the 8 county supervisors, ended with a 15-hour board meeting. Wow. You would have been poking me in the back of the head to keep me awake. More than 100 people testified before the board members delaying the vote. The Washington Post reported Prince William supervisors included 6 Republicans, 2 Democrats at the time. They approved the measure unanimously. Democrats and Republicans approved the measure unanimously. Prince William's policies, originally implemented in March 2008, required police to inquire about the immigration status of any officer of anyone officers encountered who they suspected to be in the country illegally, including people stopped for traffic tickets. The Obama administration shunned policy like this one, which were authorized through the use of a program known as the 287G that permitted local and federal immigration partners. Or partnerships. Now, George W. Bush, his administration had expanded the use of 287G, and named for the section of the Immigration Nationalization Act of 1996, signed by President Bill Clinton, he created these. Now, President Barack Obama's second term, his administration curtailed the 287 program, citing investigations and court rulings that found local officers in some jurisdictions had engaged in racial profiling. Found that local officers in some. So instead of going to those jurisdictions that this was somewhat out of control or didn't feel right or didn't look right, let's just can it all. It's what we do. We do this all the time. We make one person feel bad, we have to stop the whole program. We screw up one time, we have to stop the whole program. The most high-profile case was Maricopa County, Arizona's most populous county, when a federal judge ruled in May of 2013 that Sheriff Joe Arpaio's policy discriminated against Latinos. But today, as part of its own effort to strengthen immigration enforcement, the Trump administration is seeking to encourage and expand the use of 287G. In new memos detailing implementation of President Donald Trump's immigration policies, John Kelly, Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, called the program a highly successful force multiplier. He's right. It puts more officers on the ground, puts more money in the pocket of the local police department. And no, they don't all have to act as immigration officers. But if you pull somebody over, they obviously have a phony license, phony social security number, can't speak English. I think it's okay to say, where did you get these? Are you here legally? As local politicians and law enforcement agencies decide whether or how to act on Trump's call for help, observers say that Prince William experience can be instructive on how to make a successful partnership that balances community and security concerns. After pushback from the police chief at the time, Charlie Dean, who worried about diverting resources from normal operations to immigration, I mean, they blow this stuff out of proportion. They really do. They make it crazy. ICE credits the program for identifying more than 402,000 potential removable aliens from January 2006 to September 30th, 2015. These are people that were committing criminal acts, caught committing criminal acts. Come on, think about that. ICE has about 37 agreements in 17 states, but law enforcement agencies administer all of them in local jails and not in the streets. See, once these people, the way it works is once they get into jail, then they check them. If they need to be deported, that's where they send, that's they call ICE. And ICE has a certain time period to come get them. And you've got places, let me see. Well, the whole Arizona Department of Corrections, to hold the whole, that department in total, it's not broken down by county, in total, does it. They've got, my God. Texas, North Carolina, Ohio, New Jersey. Wow, Massachusetts? That's weird. I'm surprised to get in line with any of this stuff. Now, it's funny, because in the East Coast, in the New England area, it's more of a Puerto Rican kind of issue. You get different parts of the country, is different groups that seem to want to settle there. But think about this. Now with Trump in place, the police departments are reaching out. They want to do this. The only ones we ever hear about are the ones that don't want to do it. Don't, you know, the San Franciscos of the world. But we already know they're a little off, right? I don't have to keep telling you that. You already know that. So yeah, they're a little off. What the heck? So, it just proves the point that when you clamp down on these people, when you enforce the law, when you do what you're supposed to do, things get better. It went down. Crime went down in some of these areas, especially in that Virginia, in the Virginia County, 27%. How is that bad? So I'm just curious. How is that bad? Anyway, another Todd Starnes story. I might be able to pull this one off. Military has removed posters after feminists raise a stink about them. The Air Force has removed several faith-based posters from a display at Langley Air Force Base to appease a group of feminists who got their themselves all steamed up. And they started calling people sexist male supremacist language. I mean, I don't want to go crazy with this, but now the important thing to understand is that the passage in the poster was published back in the 1955 Air Force manual. The passage reads that men cannot live without faith except for brief moments of anarchy or despair. Another poster read, faith leads to conviction, and convictions lead to actions. It is only a man of deep convictions, a man of deep faith, who will make the sacrifices needed to save his manhood. We're not talking about his junk here. You realize that. So it wasn't so much the faith stuff I think that they had a problem with. Now, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, or as I lovingly refer to them as the Freedom From Religion Freaks, that was their problem. But the feminists probably didn't like the man part. Should we change it with human? Although we won't be able to use human either, because they got man in it too. Okay, I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you've been spending with me. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. We'll be back tomorrow. Hopefully you will be too. Have a great, blessed rest of the day.